Hey fans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, after the Chiefs' 56-31 victory in the Black Hole. Mitch, fun game to call.
Listen, there's only been 14 years in this millennium, but I'm going to go ahead and just give Andy Reid coach of the millennium. Okay, there's a lot of things to talk about, but his play call on third down and one right out here at the 29. Kansas City was up 35-10. The Raiders, to their credit, had 21 unanswered points. This place was fired up. And it looked like the game was slipping away. On third and one, he calls a formation they haven't run all season, a play they haven't run all year. Saw it in St. Joe, but hadn't seen it yet. They get the 71-yard wheel route to Jamal Charles, and then he challenges the kickoff return by Tywan Jones and the recovery. Has he lost a challenge this year? I'm not sure. Then that led to another touchdown. Boom, game, set, match. A lot of things to talk about, but that sequence of the game is the most important first paragraph thing, and that is due to Andy Reid and this coaching staff.
We'll get to Jay Charles in a sec, but just talk to the accuracy of Smith on that throw and all game long.
He was outstanding. Maybe his best game of his career. It was a career high for him with 5 touchdowns. Those screens were a thing of beauty. Well designed, well blocked. Rodney Hudson was outstanding in those, but Alex Smith was on point for the most part. And just a terrific game for him to get the 5 touchdowns. And then Jamal Charles should be in the discussion for NFL MVP. I know he's not going to get it, but just discuss him. Do me a favor and send this, retweet it, because what he has done this year is better than any running back in the NFL.
Taco, what you like about the defense?
Well, the defense had some issues now. There was a time where they were able to get the 5 turnovers, to get McGloin intercepted 4 times, I guess prior once, and then 6 turnovers. But the turnaround with this team has been remarkable. First of all, this is empirical. This isn't an opinion. Empirical data shows that this is the greatest turnaround in football history. From a winning percentage, losing percentage to this winning percentage, and then to go from minus 24 last year to now what it's going to be like plus 20 or so, outstanding. There's some issues with the defense. They got to work on some things. Big plays given up, but that's what Oakland does. But they took the ball away and stayed with it. The pick 6 by Barry, the other pick, they were just kind of resilient, and they got some stops when they needed to. Once they got the lead, they didn't give it back. And so that was a good sign for this team moving on.
Lastly, walk us through going to the playoffs.
In August, be sitting there at St. Joe to think that this team would go from 2-14 to 11-3. Even the most ardent of Chiefs Kingdom folks wouldn't have seen 11-3 and wouldn't have seen the playoffs. I said this last week. Now you can chart the course if you're Andy Reid, starting with this week. And I'll talk about it this week more on KCChiefs.com. But it was 1 year ago this week the Chiefs played the Colts at home in the 15th game of the year, week 16. And I just remember the feeling of that game. It was one of the longest days I had in 20 years here. And now, a year later, they'll play the Colts again on week 15, the 16th week of the season. And how different does this look? This is a credit to everybody in the organization, but mostly to John Dorsey and Andy Reid for doing a 180 in really an incredible story. The biggest story, one of the biggest stories in the NFL this year and really all of professional sports, to see this turnaround this quickly. It's amazing to live it, to see it. And it's just move on now, baby. Get ready for the show. The Chiefs are headed to the postseason.